conditions. Final death comes when the subtle mind splits from the body, and this also is accompanied by physical signs. Here follows an explanation.
Instead of reciting the sevenfold service, I will give an explanation of each of them as we pass through them. The first is homage, and it is initially to pay homage to Shakyamuni Buddha and the Bodhisattvas, whom one imagines as filling the space in front of you. There is homage with body, with speech, and with mind. And even if we can't do all three here now, we can put the hands together and mentally generate respect toward the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So that's the homage. And the next is to make offering. Offerings have actually been spread out here, but you should also imagine all things that are suitable to be offered, whether owned or unowned, and that you are offering these. Also, one's own body, one's own resources, and one's own virtue, one imagines as entirely being offered. Then the third is disclosure of ill deeds. We have all done countless deeds of body, speech, and mind motivated by the intent, especially to harm others, and thus thinking that one is revealing or disclosing all of these ill deeds, one generates a sense of regret for having done them, much as one had eaten poison which was going to bring about ill effects, and generates an intention to abstain from these actions in the future. The main cause for purifying ill deeds is the generation of regret for having done them.
Mm.
And as great as you have regret for having done them, so much does this enhance one's intention not to do it, not to do them in the future.
当常在我的学习想法当中，但是结束以后，是不是结束以后啊？是，到底，啊，让他嫌弃，他给他，啊，撒下吧。他们这老李啊，你，嗯，你给我预备定的，他搞不明白的。The
fourth step is admiration, which is to generate joy with respect to your own and others' virtuous activities.
他等下让给趁低了三百给我，是不我们那时候三百给我，哦，等这一打给我了呀，趁低了三百给我，他都落了呀，全部低的呢，啊，他我那承认你要我钱啥三百给我，他趁我们都是这，他都三百钱也没那样，他都是没留托，我当然呢，就去年年前也有吧，哦，等这一打用下的，我说他没留托，春节中，哎，缺钱也有吧，低的，就三个就我都当呢。
You can generate joy thinking how wonderful the virtues are that you have engaged in this lifetime, ones that you can remember. And also because we have the opportunity to meet with the teaching, study and practice it, this since it is a result of virtues in the past, we can understand that there are virtues, that we did virtues in former lifetimes, and even though we cannot clearly remember them, take joy in them. Then with regard to admiring others' virtue, one could admire the virtue of others whom we know, the specific activities that they have done, take delight in their virtue. Otherwise, one can take delight in the virtues of other sentient beings whom one does not know, and moreover, the virtues of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas throughout space and throughout time. Thus, generate joy in your own and others' virtues for the sake of overcoming jealousy with respect to others' good activities, competitiveness, and for the sake of generating regret for ill deeds. Then the next is an entreaty to Buddhas who have become completely enlightened but have not engaged in teaching the doctrine to teach the doctrine. Thus one is supplicating or entreating them to turn the wheel of doctrine. Then the second is a request for the sixth is a request to the Buddhas not to pass away into Nirvana.
Then
This specifically is a request to supreme emanation bodies who have appeared and turned the wheel of doctrine and are nearing the time of passing away, not to pass away, but to remain. Then the seventh is dedication. This is a case of not dedicating the virtues that you have done, small and large, for temporary benefits in this lifetime or merely for getting a better lifetime in the future, but of dedicating all virtues whatsoever to the attainment of highest enlightenment. Thus, you should think that you're dedicating all virtues for the sake of attaining the highest enlightenment in order to be of service to your special objects of intent, that is to say, all sentient beings. Thus, that is the sevenfold service. Next is the offering of mandala. As Nagarjuna said, if you in the world wish to gain the highest enlightenment, its roots are the altruistic intention to become enlightened, firm like a great mountain, great compassion, and the non-dualistic wisdom. Thus, the main practice for someone who wants to achieve highest enlightenment is to generate the altruistic intention to become enlightened, as well as its root, which is great compassion, as well as the wisdom realizing the emptiness of inherent existence. I've been giving commentary on the meaning of these over the last 2.5 days. In accordance with what we've been talking about over the last 2.5 days, there are types of meditation in which one causes one's own mind to become the entity of that which one is meditating, and other meditations in which that which is being meditated is taken as the object of apprehension of the meditating mind. Whatever the case is, as we come to each point, and through the understanding that you have gained on these topics over these sessions, as we come to each point, cause your mind to be moved and to actually reflect the meaning of these teachings. In essence, all beings are the same in wanting happiness and not wanting suffering. All beings are the same in being able to, in its being the case that suffering can be removed and happiness can be attained. And all beings are the same in having the right to gain happiness and get rid of suffering. And within this situation, what is the difference? Oneself is the minority, and all others are the majority.
Majority 다 개발 여부 인도 다 자그마한데 개시지 다 남주쟁이 때나 다디 저거치는 누가
An intelligent person would have no doubt in coming to the decision that the majority is more important in this case than the minority, given that all factors with regard to the minority and each person constituting the majority are the same. Thus it is suitable if one dedicates oneself to the welfare of all other beings, if one uses oneself for their benefit and gives up the attitude of just trying to take care of oneself. Therefore, you should think, may I come to be able to bring help and benefit to all sentient beings?
And then,
since in order to help others, the most effective way of doing so is to become fully enlightened oneself, and since one has all of the factors that allow for complete enlightenment, you should think, may I come to attain the highest enlightenment? Then, first, for the refuge that is common to all virtues, to all vehicles, we will repeat the Sanskrit form of the refuge.
Pali in Sanskrit.
When one goes for refuge to the three jewels, if one has the three qualities of faith in the three jewels, in the sense of conviction that through the three jewels all sentient beings can become freed from suffering, if one has faith and a concern for the suffering state of all sentient beings whatsoever, not oneself but all, and then if one has compassion, which is one's not being able to stand the suffering of others without wishing to do something about it, then with these factors conjoining together, one has the refuge of the great vehicle.
Buddha is the teacher.
And you should think that the Buddha is the teacher of refuge, The true paths and true cessations are the actual refuge, and that... The true paths and true cessations which are included within the Great Vehicle are the actual refuge, and the Bodhisattva superiors such as Manjugasha and so forth are the Sangha helping one to refuge, helping all sentient beings to refuge. Then within reflecting on the meaning of all of these, repeat after me the formula for going for refuge.
Buddham sharanam gacchami.
Buddham sharanam gacchami.
Dharmam sharanam gacchami.
Dharmam sharanam gacchami.
Sangam sharanam gacchami.
Sangam sharanam gacchami.
Oh, this is first. Now second, same. With, as I mentioned earlier, these motivations, with a strong motivation, and repeat this, same as before. Buddham sharanam gacchami.
Buddham sharanam gacchami.
Dharmam sharanam gacchami.
Dharmam sharanam gacchami.
Sangam sharanam gacchami.
Sangam sharanam gacchami.
Now, this is second. Now, third. It's the same way. Please repeat. Buddham sharanam gacchami.
Buddham sharanam gacchami.
Dharmam sharanam gacchami.
Dharmam sharanam gacchami.
Sangam sharanam gacchami.
Sangam sharanam gacchami. So that's the that finishes the going for refuge of the Mahayana. So, next is the actual mind generation. Thus, today we'll be having a union, a union of Sanskrit, Pali, English, and now we'll be doing this in Tibetan.
It's
The reason for this is just that I don't know all of this in English.
Same give member to the giving, but no longer to the same giving.
The next is a combination of refuge and mind generation. The first part of it is, as before, a taking of refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, in which one is saying, to Buddha, Dharma, and the Supreme Sangha, I go for refuge until enlightenment. Then with this as a precursor, one aspires to gain highest enlightenment to be of help to all sentient beings. In this, one is saying, through the collections of my giving and so forth, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all beings. Through the collections of my giving and so forth means through the collections of merit of the first five perfections, giving, ethics, patience, effort, and concentration, and through the collection of wisdom, that is to say the sixth perfection, the perfection of wisdom, through the force of these, may I achieve Buddhahood for the purpose not just of helping myself, but to be of service to all sentient beings in order to help them reach Buddhahood.
Yeah, that the same give a couple, yeah? Any? Take a level, she said. Love to love to me, you know, dang a same gigi, same determination to get that give a same tiny to Nandoya.
So, as I said before, for someone who can maintain the trainings, then that person should generate this determination to achieve Buddhahood for altruistic purposes, and then think, I will maintain that determination. Promise, you're promising to maintain that determination.
Oh, yeah. That mutungi, any sim give assumption in target.
For those who cannot do that, then it's sufficient merely to develop the determination now to attain Buddhahood.
Diam, but Christian did you ever, you know, and a caring image in our lolly, but now remember to do you ever, you know, Simjan Tamjala, Pendu Drubin, Sambajig, Sim Sambush Jana, not sure Tamatala, Tantajibulingua.
And if there are people here who are not Buddhists, say Christians and so forth, those people could merely think, I will altruistically bring about benefit to other sentient beings with great determination. And thus all of us then would be doing the same thing. If it were possible, then one would remain, kneeling, but the audience cannot do that, but the people on stage could.
Now you see, with this motivation, as I mentioned earlier, and we have to develop a strong determination to achieve Buddhahood, and strong desire, some sort of determination for Buddhahood, in order to serve other people, other beings. Now, with this motivation, then repeat after me. Sangye Chodang.
Sangye Chodang.
Chodye Chonam La.
Chodye Chonam La.
Changju Pardo.
Changju Pardo.
Dane Gyabsu Chi.
Dane Gyabsu Chi.
Dage Chinso.
Dagi Jinso.
Kibe Sonamji.
Kibe Sonamji.
Drala Panji.
Drala Panji.
Sangye Drubarasho.
Sangye Drubarasho.
Oh, this is the first repetition. Now the second also, just like that. Please repeat after me. Sangye chodang.
Sangye chodang.
Sogye chonam la.
Sogye chonam la.
Changzhu pardo.
Changzhu pardo.
Dane gyabsu chi.
Dane gyabsu chi.
Dage jinso.
Dage jinso.
Gibe chonam gi.
Gibe chonam gi.
Drala penchi.
Drala penchi.
Sangye rubara sho.
Sangye rubara sho.
Now this is the second. Tati sumba dikabliya. Mora taimda. Tati kumal lejampe. Haga chigipe. Determination pe. Ningu ribetine. Tangone. Tachaba chigipe. Tangye simcha tamchegit. Meta kasore. Kuga sambu tindishi yetebe kalaya. Tangye. Nan michi keshabu kage mare. Tangye simcha tamchegit. Tunda duyati. Dile keshaji kareye. Tatinde soma indusine. Tataja. Narangu mwene nuba chiyuba diti. Simcha tamchegit. Tangye. Tangye. Samba chie. Tishi dolami sojango koban tabore. Sho.
Then with the third repetition, with even greater determination to serve sentient beings, establish a very stable determination that is dependent on reasons, this being that oneself is only one and others' welfare of such great number is far more important, and thinking from now on, I will give up concentrating just on my own welfare, but will dedicate myself firmly to the wealth, to bringing about the welfare of all beings.
Sangye chodang.
Sangye chodang.
Chogye chonam la.
Chogye chonam la.
Changzhu pardo.
Changzhu pardo.
Dane gyabsu chi.
Dane gyabsu chi.
Dage jinso.
Dage jinso.
Gibe chonam gi.
Gibe chonam gi.
Drola penchi.
Drola penchi.
Sangye rubara sho.
Sangye rubara sho. That finishes it.
That's all my sure.
So you can all sit back.
Jinjun, did you sorry? Long a charter pungul, she doesn't in Yavada, Shingi. Gaza, did you that? Timalona, me long chiggy. Any kinny nalone, kinny shasa, that kinny is an alone, that rumbush sash and bush in Yavina, that a halab shivata, that a talamus in the chick, so she grew up. Or pet dinner in Shen and Laranzo, Shada Monsum be pe, gu, pe, mizan shenny. Environment is oh, that full hatred and anger and desire attachment to Tindichi, that can't get away. That Tindichi, that Casori, talk for a shibuji, you have a tea, Nanolia, Tangaranzo, Monetan, Rangitan, Catching Julici, Shangitan, Thor Tulia, Samsung, which Giati, that one is Mushin Yavan, she showed away.
As Shantideva says in his engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds, if a blind person finds a jewel in a pile of garbage, the blind person would value and cherish, take care of this very carefully. Just so we, in the midst of the garbage of the afflictions of desire, hatred, and ignorance that are in our environment, and the desire and hatred in our own continuums, if we generate this attitude of forsaking our own selfish welfare and seeking the welfare of all other sentient beings, we should cherish this attitude like an even better jewel.
Yeah. Now you see, this real jewel you see, can give us real happiness and calm, real tranquility. The other method, you see, the Panaji Kunzan Tanga Chimba, the Yanaji, Kabrush Tevas or Yanaji, Dragon Tevas or Jinet, that temporary.
If one takes a vacation or takes an injection or takes some drugs or whatever, this only brings some temporary relief. Whereas if one generates this tamed attitude, this tamed attitude of true altruism in which one is cherishing others more than oneself, then this is helpful to oneself and others both temporarily and in the long run. In all ways is helpful and serves as a root of helping.